Good morning. Say, I've heard that song before. Yes, I've heard that song before. That's the name of the song you're hearing, and it's also the name of this program. You can hear it every Sunday morning on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. Now, this is a program of music that was popular in the years from the 1920s through to the 1950s. These were the years of swing and big bands, of jazz and dance orchestras, great singers and great songwriters on Broadway, in Hollywood, and Tin Pan Alley. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and these are songs that I've heard before, and maybe you've heard them too. Even if you haven't, why don't you join me for an hour? We're going to listen to some old records, and we'll hear what popular music was like in the years before rock and roll. Well, today we're going to be traveling back 65 years to 1940, and we will hear what the big bands were doing then. We're going to hear from some of the kings of swing, names very familiar to us all, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Archie Shaw, and Tommy Dorsey. And we'll hear as well from some of their colleagues who are a little less well-known, but they were just as much burning up the airwaves and filling the recording studios at the time. Well, in 1940, there was a lot going on in the world around that time, but folks just wanted the chance to escape, to dance, or just to listen to some great music. And today, we're going to join them with some really nice music. We're going to start off with a number by Gene Krupa. He certainly had his own orchestra, but perhaps better known as Benny Goodman's drummer. And we're going to hear from him the number Full Dress Hop. We'll follow that up with the one and only, recently deceased, unfortunately, Artie Shaw, with his rendition of Temptation. And we'll round out the first set with a number from Charlie Barnett and his orchestra, a Barnett composition, Leaping at the Lincoln. Well, here is Gene Krupa. Thank you. You've just been listening to Charlie Barnett with Leaping at the Lincoln, one of his own compositions from 1940. Before that, we heard the late, great Artie Shaw with Temptation. And first of all, Gene Krupa and his orchestra with Full Dress Hop. Well, you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO, 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. And today, we're listening to big bands from 1940. Well, 1940 was pretty well in the middle of the swing era, but we can hear the music starting to move a little bit more to the popular genre. The rhythm is perhaps a little less driving or a little less vibrant. The arrangements are more formal. The sound is lounger, larger, and we're kind of starting to see a little bit of innovation coming in. And also at the same time, of course, they're playing simply what appealed to the larger audiences for dancing and escapism. So all in all, we have music that's pretty well in transition, moving on to the era of popular music out of the era of early jazz. But the musicians were certainly the same, as was their talent, and we're listening to some new arrangements and perhaps a little bit of subtle, gentle experimentation. And speaking of arrangements, we're going to hear some innovative stuff, some forward-looking arrangements with our next number, which is Benny Goodman, who in 1940 was joined by Eddie Sota, who took over from Fletcher Henderson as his main arranger. And we're going to listen to two or three of tracks of Goodman playing from that time, playing Eddie Sota arrangements. But right now we're going to hear him with More Than You Know, with the lovely voice of Helen Forrest doing the vocal on that. We'll follow that up with Tommy Dorsey, another great swing band leader, with his number Imagination. Here we hear what was to become perhaps the most famous vocalist of the popular music genre, Frank Sinatra. This is Vintage Sweet Dorsey. Listen in the background, we can hear Bunny Berrigan and Buddy Rich, perhaps a little impatient at the rather sweet tones and gentle rhythm, but they got their own back on a few other numbers, I think. We'll go next to a really famous and popular band leader at the time. We're just moving right now, I guess, into World War II, at least in the Europe, not necessarily in the US. But Glenn Miller, how associated his name and his sound is with the World War. And we're going to hear him with his rendition of American Patrol from 1940. And then we'll finish out the set with the great orchestra led by Bob Crosby, fantastic musicians, all the renegades and alumni of the Dixieland jazz era, and we'll hear them with Shortening Bread. So let's get started with Benny Goodman, Helen Forrest, and More Than You Know.
Whether you are here or yonder, whether you are false or true, whether you remain or wander, I'm growing fonder of you. Even though your friends forsake you, even though you don't succeed,
Cloudy day sunny makes a bee think of honey, just as I think of you. Imagination is crazy, your whole perspective gets hazy, starts you asking a daisy what to do, what to do. Have you ever felt a gentle touch, and then a kiss, and then find it's only your imagination again? Oh, love, imagination is silly. You go around willy-nilly. For example, I go around wanting you, and yet I can't imagine that you want me to.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Crosby's orchestra with Shortening Bread. Before that, we heard Glenn Miller and his orchestra with American Patrol. Before that, Imagination, Tommy Dorsey with Frank Sinatra on the vocals. And first of all, we heard the Benny Goodman Orchestra with Helen Forrest and More Than You Know. My name is Stephanie Robinson. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. And today we're listening to big bands of 1940. Well, there was some really great music and there were some really great performers playing around about now. One of the greatest we're going to listen to next, and that's Earl Hines. He started out as a jazz pianist. In fact, he's known as the first modern jazz pianist and very much an influence on whoever came after him, such as Teddy Wilson, who we'll hear a little later today. Also, you can hear his influence in the work of Nat King Cole. Well, he's teamed up with Louis Armstrong in the 1920s and recorded a lot of numbers with the Hot Five. But in 1928, he set out on his own and he created his own big band, which played for the fans for the next 20 years. We'll hear that band from 1940 with the number Boogie Woogie on the St. Louis Blues. Next up, we're going to listen to Artie Shaw again with his huge hit, Frenesi. This was his big comeback hit after, I think probably it was the first of his abrupt departures from the music scene. Came back, formed another band, and here we have it. It's the new Shaw, moving more into mainstream perhaps, but still great stuff. We'll listen again to Benny Goodman with another Eddie Sauter arrangement of Superman. You want to listen here for some really nice trumpet work by Cootie Williams. And we'll round out the set with another Goodman alumni, pianist Teddy Wilson. He's famous, of course, for his work with the Goodman Trio and Quartet, and he also did some really nice work accompanying Billie Holiday in the late 30s, or she sang with his band, whichever way you want to look at it. We're going to hear his orchestra with the Gershwin number, Oh Lady Be Good. Well, let's get going with Earl Hines. Thank you. The great Teddy Wilson and his orchestra with Lady Be Good by George Gershwin. Before that, we heard Benny Goodman and his orchestra with the Eddie Sauter arrangement of Superman. Hardly recognizable as Benny Goodman. How people change, but great music. Moving on into the 1940s. Before that, we heard Shaw and his great comeback number, Frenesi. And we started out with Earl Hines and Boogie Woogie on the St. Louis Blues. You're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM at the University of Ottawa. And we're listening today to big bands from the 1940s. Well, we're going to hear one or two numbers from people we've already heard today, which is fine with me, and I hope it's fine with you too. We're going to go back right now to Gene Krupa. As I said, probably best known as Benny Goodman's drummer. His style was perhaps not as subtle as some, but it certainly was popular, and he's certainly perhaps most famous for his performance on Sing, Sing, Sing at the Carnegie Hall concert with Benny Goodman. He played, of course, with Goodman, as did Teddy Wilson, who we just listened to, in the famous quartet, and what great music they created. But he departed to form his own orchestra around 1940, and we're listening to him today from the first year of that orchestra. Perhaps they hadn't reached the height of their popularity at this point, and it's still pretty apparent that Krupa is wants to get in there with the drums, and I gather he was persuaded to lay off a little on that later on, but it's great music anyway. We're going to hear them with Sweet Georgia Brown. Next up would be Glenn Miller, great swingmeister. We're going to hear him and his orchestra with Make Believe Ballroom Time. And we'll return to Charlie Barnett with another of his own compositions, Afternoon of a Moax. I'm not sure what a moax is, but this is what they do in the afternoon. So we'll hear Charlie Barnett with that. And fourth, we'll listen again to the great tones of Tommy Dorsey. Another one with Frank Sinatra and Buddy Rich and Bunny Berrigan just sitting there feeling a little bit frustrated, but they're giving their all on Whispering. Let's listen to Gene Krupa and Sweet Georgia Brown. Thank you.
I know it's true, there's no one, dear, but you. Whispering why you'll never leave me. Whispering why you'll never grieve me.
Whisper and say that you believe me.
Frank Sinatra and Tommy Dorsey with Whispering. And they conclude today's program of Big Bands from 1940 on I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. Well, thanks for joining me today. My name is Stephanie Robinson. I hope you've enjoyed this music as much as I have. Coming up next at the Jazz Band Bowl from the Gordon Bennett Archives. After that, two great hours of jazz with Randy McGilligott and In Transition. And I hope you'll join me again next week for more songs from the years before rock and roll. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and goodbye for now.